From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting French police shoot and kill a man trying to attack a police station. French officials say the man was carrying a knife and appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out to be fake. The incident occurred on the first anniversary of the terrorist assault on the offices of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. U.S. President Barack Obama says combining gun safety with background checks will save lives while respecting the constitutional right of Americans to own a weapon. Mr. Obama made his comments at a town hall-style meeting on his new executive orders for tighter gun control. The meeting was proposed by and broadcast on CNN television Thursday night from George Mason University outside Washington. A suicide truck bomb in Libya has killed 50 police recruits at a college close to the city of Misrata. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Around 400, mostly young, police recruits had gathered Thursday at a training college in the town of Zlitin when the suicide attacker struck. One of the policemen described what happened. He said the attacker drove through the gate very fast in a large truck and then the bomb exploded. Local residents helped ferry victims to hospitals in nearby Misrata. It is Libya's deadliest bomb attack since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Henry Ridgewell, London.
South Korea said Thursday it will halt aid to North Korea and limit inter-Korean exchanges. The measure was taken in response to North Korea's nuclear test earlier this week. A South Korean Unification Ministry official told reporters the latest test is a grave measure that has harmed peace on the peninsula and stability in the region. This is VOA News.